everyone, welcome back to Science Weekly, the podcast series where we explore new and fascinating discoveries in the world of research. I'm your host Maya, and today we're diving into some weird and wonderful genetics, specifically the sneaky bits of DNA that have been quietly shaping life as we know it. Stay tuned to learn more about the selfish genes known as introners, how they spread across the tree of life, and what they can tell us about genome complexity and even human health. Okay, here's something wild. Your DNA is full of cheaters. Okay, not actually cheaters, but there are pieces of DNA that aren't pulling their weight when it comes to survival or function. Instead, they've evolved to stick around, make copies of themselves, and even hop between entirely different species. They can be referred to as selfish genetic elements, and they've been caught in the act. In a brand new study from UC Santa Cruz, researchers have proven that a specific type of selfish gene called an introner is responsible for spreading non-coding bits of DNA known as introns, both within a species and between unrelated ones. That's a big deal because introns, while not part of the final protein-building blueprint, still play a critical role in how genes get expressed, and sometimes how things go wrong. Let's break it down. To build proteins, the body needs the genetic code from DNA. But before this blueprint can be translated, it has to cut out the introns, sections of DNA that don't code for proteins. This splicing process is what makes alternative splicing possible, where one gene can produce many versions of a protein. That's part of why complex life like humans can exist in the first place. But it also means that when things go wrong, like when splicing errors happen, it can lead to diseases, including certain cancers. So where do introns come from? That's a bit of a mystery until now. This study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, looked over 8,700 genomes from all across the tree of life. The researchers found 1,093 families of introners scattered among species like algae, fungi, marine invertebrates, and single-celled eukaryotes. And for the first time ever, they proved that introners had jumped across species lines, something called horizontal gene transfer. One example, an introner moved from a sea sponge to a dinoflagellate, which is a type of marine plankton, even though those two species haven't shared a common ancestor in over 1.6 billion years. Researchers think that introners might hitch rides on giant viruses to make the leap. So yeah, selfish genes traveling on selfish viruses. Here's what makes this discovery extra important. First, it helps explain where all these extra bits of DNA in our genomes came from. Second, it gives researchers a clearer picture of how genetic complexity evolved. And finally, understanding how introns move and multiply could help us study genetic diseases tied to alternative splicing. Alright, here's a quick recap of the key takeaways. Introners are a kind of jumping gene that spread introns within and between species. This study offers the first proof of introners hopping between unrelated species via horizontal gene transfer. These selfish elements may not help the organism, but they've played a huge role in shaping genome architecture. And they're also helping scientists better understand how complex life evolved and how errors in splicing can lead to disease. So yeah, our DNA is a little messier and sneakier than you might have thought, but that mess is all part of what makes you possible. Alright, that's it for this episode of Science Weekly, your quick dive into the coolest research coming out of UCSC and beyond. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at UCSC Slugcast for more fascinating episodes and announcements. And unfortunately, this will be my last episode of Science Weekly because I'm graduating, so I guess I won't catch you guys in the next one. But don't forget to take it easy on yourselves. Bye!